What's going on?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 60. We're live today.
We're completely live.
Do you have your lunch already?
I've got my lunch ready. Can you hear it?
I got the bag, like, I got the bag ruffle, like, right when I clicked we're going live. You did the ruffle the bag sound effect, which was fantastic. We're live today. I got my lunch here. We planned this. We decided that I was going to have Arby's for lunch, and you were like, I'm going to do that too. Mm-hmm. So, and I was like, let's do a live episode while we eat Arby's. So that's what we're doing today.
I forgot my drink in the car. Yes.
Well, you go out. I'll entertain everyone while you
No, do I'm that. Not going to leave you. It's fine.
No. Go get your drink.
Okay. All right. I'll be back in like 2 minutes.
I hope everyone's having a great day today. I'll explain to you what I did for Arby's for lunch. So I do the beef and cheddar sandwich, which is pretty good. I usually do a normal size, but I got a double today because apparently they changed their menu. Like, it used to be medium size, but now it's called the double. And it's weird because I didn't expect it to be this big. Tastes the same though. And the other thing I got, because you have to do this whenever you go to Arby's, let's get curly fries with horsey sauce. It's very important. I feel like this is a weird podcast just talking to myself about Arby's. But I said I'd do it. So I'm doing it. Hope y'all are having a great day today. I'm having a weird Saturday so far. Got up and I'm just eating Arby's. The big news we have to talk about today is Bats, are you back? I can hear you. Hello, Bats? Are you back?
Hello, everyone. What were you doing?
I was just explaining to everyone what I decided to get at Arby's today.
Okay.
What did you get?
Let me catch my breath real quick.
Did you run to the car?
Yes, I ran down the stairs and then back up the stairs.
Now I'm out of breath. What'd you get at Arby's today?
I got a classic beef and cheddar sandwich.
That's what I did too. Did you get the double or the regular size?
I got the regular.
Yeah. I did the double, which I kind of regret now because it's a lot of meat.
Yeah, their meat makes me uncomfortable.
And yet you're eating it right now.
I mean, it's good. I just don't know if I want double of it.
Is it good though?
I mean,
I feel like it's one of those things. Forgive me, I'm going to be talking while I'm eating. I feel like it's one of those things, like, the more you eat it, the worse it gets, if that makes sense.
But you still have to eat it.
Yeah, but, like, have you ever had food where the first bite's, like, really good, and then every consecutive bite is like, what exactly is this? and then you kind of, like, think about it more, and it kind of grosses you out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like what I'm eating right now.
Yeah, that's the meat at Arby's, basically. Like, that's basically defines the meat at Arby's. Did you get curly fries?
I got curly fries. Okay, so my Arby's, the reason it took so long.
Tell me.
For me.
Because we left at the same time.
Yeah, and I got back like 10 minutes later.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My Arby's, they've been renovating recently.
Oh, really?
So it's been closed.
And what are they renovating?
They just, like, redid the whole restaurant, made it bigger or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when I went there today, they had the big now open sign and, like, Arby's flags all around, all, like, along the road.
Yeah.
So I think their grand reopening was very recently. So I got lucky. I got the fresh Arby's experience.
You got, like, the new Arby's.
Yes.
So what did they change? What did they renovate?
It didn't look good.
What did they do?
Sorry, I'm
still sick, but it's fine.
before, it didn't look very good. It didn't look like a place that you should eat.
Mm-hmm. Does any Arby's look like a place you should eat?
Well, this one was, like, dirty. So they replaced, like, the paneling and just, like, they got a new sign that's bigger.
Bigger sign. It just doesn't sound like there's a lot that happened to this Arby's.
It looks a lot better.
Let me ask you. Mm-hmm. Does your Arby's have that little bell that when you leave, you can ring it if you had good service?
Yeah. Have you ever rung that bell?
I have once, yeah.
I never have.
I did drive through today, though, so I couldn't ring the bell. Do all Arby's have that bell?
I'm pretty sure that's, like, you have to. Isn't their logo a bell?
Is it?
Wait a minute. I think it's part of their branding somehow.
Is it really a bell? I always thought it was a cowboy hat. Hold on. Let me look at the... I have the Arby's cup with me right here.
I guess it is a cowboy hat.
Looks like a cowboy hat to me. But you know what? I turn the back of the cup, and there's a bell on the side. You see that? It says, we make it right.
I see that. See, that's the service bell.
So maybe they... Yeah, maybe it's part of their brand. The bell. Maybe the cowboy hat's supposed to be like a bell.
That's for the meat.
What?
The cowboy hat means meat, and the bell means service. When you put them together, you get the Arby's experience.
What are you talking about?
That's what it means.
What do you mean the hat means meat? How does a hat mean meat?
Because cowboys have cows that produce meat.
I thought you were going to say because cowboys eat meat.
They do. They eat cows.
So do you think Arby's is like a traditional cowboy kind of establishment?
I don't think so.
Is this the kind of food that cowboys eat? Like in the Old West? They're like, hey, Pete, what do you want for lunch today? And like,
I'm some jalapeno bites.
Some jalapeno bites and a beef and cheddar. With some horsey sauce. And an apple turnover. It's traditional cowboy food. This is like 18, you know, 80s or whatever. So their like wife that packs all their food for the cowboy trip, like makes them like
the jalapeno bites
before they head out to the plains. Like, I know these are your favorite.
They put some weird sauce in my bag. Have you tried the Bronco Berry sauce?
No, I only got horsey sauce.
I got horsey sauce and honey mustard, but they also included Bronco Berry.
Did you ask for that?
No, it's really bad. I don't think you should eat it.
It's funny maybe they really wanted you to try it. Maybe it's like their new sauce, and they're like, no one's getting Bronco Berry. What do we do? And they're like, well, why don't we just put it in some people's, in their bag, and they'll try it, hopefully. Probably what they did to you.
I tried it, and I don't care for it.
Give me the review.
Okay, the Bronco Berry sauce. I'm going to try it again, even though I hate it.
First of all, it has, like, the best name.
Has a great name. The name is 10 out of 10. The color...
Bronco Berry.
...is like a red... Jello looking. It has a jello consistency and it's red. Mm-hmm. I think there's chunks of the Bronco in the berries in the sauce. When you taste it, it tastes kind of like if you just had like liquid sugar with red color in it.
It's supposed to be like a fruit thing?
It tastes like sugar. It doesn't really taste like there's fruit in it.
But it's supposed to be like a fruit thing, right?
It says there's red bell peppers in it, but I don't know if that's true.
You're not sure. Do you think that's something they intend for you to eat with fries?
If I were going to put it on something, it would be like chicken fingers, but I don't think Arby has those.
No, I don't think they do.
So I don't know what you're supposed to put to Bronco berry sauce. Maybe the apple turnover. Maybe it's that's why it's not good on the beef and shit. That would make sense.
You put apple turnover sauce on your beef and cheddar sandwich.
Like, well, I don't really like it.
Then why did they give it to you?
I don't know.
They made a mistake. My fries are a little cold. I'm kind of disappointed.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
It's okay. It's not your fault. I think they had, like, old fries, and they're like, here you go. Like, who's eating lunch at 11 o'clock? It's like, it's me. Well, because we have a time difference, right?
Yes.
So we planned this, and we're like, okay, you can go at noon, I'll go at 11. And, like, no one was there. And so, here we are.
At Arby's. Eating Arby's. Pretty much a little bit before lunch on a Saturday.
Living the life, right?
Yes.
It's like, this is exactly how I want to spend every Saturday. How does your Arby's experience stack up? Because I feel like every time I go to Arby's, it tastes a little different.
Yeah. This is about average. Maybe a little above average.
Sometimes it's like a 10 out of 10 for me. Well, maybe not 10 out of 10.
It's really? Best, is it a 10 it's out
of 10? It's as best. Sometimes it's as best as Arby's can be, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
And sometimes it's like, oh, this is low tier Arby's
experience.
I think I'm in the middle right now.
I'm probably well above average.
Well, I think I'm below average.
Yeah, it might have to do with the renovation. It might have to do with I drank a lot last night, so this is pretty good.
They're raring to go.
Yeah.
What'd you have for drink last night?
I drank IPAs. You'd be angry and not like it.
What kind of IPA?
Sweetwater.
Oh, I like that. Sweetwater, like 420 or something.
Yeah, those. Those are one of the only IPAs I like.
I like those.
Yeah, they're good. Beer.
I like this episode because we're just having like a conversation.
Over lunch.
It's almost like the listeners are like part of our lunch right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Or they can be in the future.
Or they can be in the future, yeah. Like, next time you go for a lunch break, listeners,
listen to this
episode on.
Go eat at Arby's, and you can have a cheddar with us.
with us. That can be the point of this episode. It's like, whenever you're lonely,
and having this episode on. On a Saturday.
Whenever you're having a beef and cheddar on a Saturday, and you're feeling a little lonely, just turn this podcast on and remember.
I mean, if not for this episode of this podcast, I might have been just eating my beef and cheddar alone on a Saturday. So, good episode. Probably happens to a lot of people.
I mean, you wouldn't be eating a beef and cheddar without... Like, you wouldn't be eating Arby's other than... Except that I was like, hey, I'm going to eat Arby's.
Probably not. This wouldn't have been my first choice.
This wouldn't have been your first choice for lunch on a Saturday?
No.
Normally, on weekends, I like kind of spoil myself with food. I'm like, I'll do something good, you know.
Yeah, like, I'll get something that's not Arby's.
It's tasty. But today I was like, we should do it. We just don't have the opportunity to do this often.
No, almost never. So speaking of Arby's, there's big Arby's news. All over the media.
Like, we need to get to, like, the episode. Like, we're eating Arby's and just talking about Arby's.
Yeah.
There is some big Arby's. Part of the reason I wanted to do an Arby's-centric episode. But go ahead. You do it. You reveal it.
Some, like, investing news sites have been reporting that Arby's is acquiring Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm-hmm.
The Arby's group, I guess, like their holding company, is going to buy Buffalo Wild Wings. So Arby's is going to own all of the Buffalo Wild Wings all over the world.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
That's completely insane.
Yeah, why would they, like, imagine your Arby's group for a second.
Okay.
And you want to invest in something.
And they're like, what's a good investment opportunity?
It's, well, I ate at B-Dubs last night. Watched the sports game there.
They're real good. How about them Yankees?
I like their wings.
I mean, they have good wings.
But
maybe like they're investing. Oh, go ahead.
It's like a multi-billion dollar deal, isn't it? It's expensive.
Like $3 billion, which is a lot of money to pay for Buffalo.
That's a lot of B-Dubs.
Maybe they wanted to, like, buy the, like, sad middle-aged man restaurant. Like, they wanted a monopoly on that experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're a, you know, 42-year-old single man, mm-hmm. let's just say. You have, like, a decent paying job. It's really boring. You go to Arby's for lunch every day.
And on Friday night, frequently,
Yeah, frequently. And on Friday night, or on Monday night, or whatever night football's on, you go out with some coworker buddies and watch the game at B-Dubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your thing, you know? And Arby's wanted to capitalize on that and make it.
What Arby's is saying with this investment is that the sad middle-aged man market is going up. It's way up. Right?
They're preparing for it. Yeah, actually, like, yes.
Because they're not going to do that if it's going down.
No, it's going up. I know it's going up. I know it's going up because I'm becoming that right now. So
yes.
Yeah, it's going up. It's definitely going up. And this is the thing. This is the thing we were talking about last episode, right? People aren't like getting married or like having kids anymore. Well,
no.
They are, but not as many.
Certain demographics aren't.
Right. So, So there's going to be a lot of sad middle-aged men that are single soon that have nothing better to do than eat Arby's and go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, because why not? You know.
Yeah. I mean, to a lot of people, I bet their whole life is, you know, watch football, play some video games, you know, go to Buffalo Wild Wings occasionally with the coworkers.
Go to the Arby's on the Saturday morning.
Go to the Arby's on Saturday morning. Get a beef and cheddar. Double. You know, maybe when it's your birthday, you get, like, the really big one.
The meat you mountain, get, like, I think it's called.
You get a side of the potato things, potato cakes or whatever those
are. Are those good?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried those.
Sorry, I have a mouthful of Arby's right now.
It's okay. I've tried their jalapeno poppers and their onion rings, but not their potato cakes.
The potato cakes are really good. You used to be able to get them on the on the side.
Like, oh, instead of fries?
Yeah, but they don't do that anymore. I think because they're way more expensive to make than fries. Man, horseshoe sauce is so good. That's like the only reason to go to Arby's.
Yeah. Any sauce that's like just mostly mayonnaise is good.
That's the secret of horseshoe sauce.
Like my ideal mayonnaise. Sauce is just like mayonnaise with like some flavor that I don't know what it is.
Mayonnaise and some other thing. And you're like, this is really good. What's in this? Like, what's mayonnaise?
What's mayonnaise?
Like, what else? Well, there's like a little, there's like salt in it, but it's mostly just mayonnaise. You know, the funny thing you say about that is I'm eating this horseshoe sauce right now, and I'm trying to, like, determine what it is.
It's mayonnaise.
And now all I'm tasting is just mayonnaise, like, when I'm eating it.
That's what it is.
And I'm like, I'm just dipping fries in mayonnaise now. And it feels wrong.
It's delicious. I'm doing the exact same thing. I mean,
it is good. Hold on, let's look at the ingredients. Soybean oil, distilled vinegar. Yeah. They don't come out and say it's mayonnaise, but I mean, essentially it says egg yolk, salt, mustard, flour, you know, everything you need to make mayonnaise.
Oil and egg is just, that is mayonnaise.
Right.
Like, they're not going to put the word mayonnaise on there.
If they did, it would say mayonnaise and then horseradish powder, and that would, like, be the only two ingredients, I'm pretty sure. But yeah. Mayonnaise and fries is, like, a new thing. Have you noticed that?
I think, so, like, it's popular in other places. I can't name a place, but I feel like there are areas where that's popular.
My point, it's not popular in the sense that it's literally mayonnaise and fries, but I think it is popular in the sense it's like, it's basically mayonnaise and fries, but they call it something else, like mayonnaise with aioli, or fries with aioli, or whatever, or like, you know, horseradish sauce that's basically just mayonnaise, you know?
Like sriracha mayonnaise is another popular one.
Right, and it's like sriracha sauce, and it's like mostly mayonnaise with some sriracha in it.
Like, which is delicious. Like,
I like these, like, there's like these Parmesan aioli fries that are basically just fries covered in mayonnaise with Parmesan cheese on them.
Sounds good.
And, like, you would never get it if it said, like, Parmesan mayonnaise fries.
Yeah, it sounds great.
But because it says aioli, you're like, wow, this sounds great. And it is great. The thing about mayonnaise...
Those are some fancy fries. They got the aioli on them.
The thing about mayonnaise is, like, it sounds gross when you talk about it. And even when you think about it, it kind of sounds gross. But when you're eating it, you're like, wow, this is good. This is delicious. This is the best. Like, why don't I eat this all the time?
Whenever I eat a sandwich, I have to get a lot of mayonnaise on the sandwich. Makes it.
Yeah. Mayonnaise is another one of those foods that if I eat too much of it, I'm like, I start thinking, like, what am I eating here? This is weird, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, it's kind of gross, you know? But I think that's what they've discovered is if they just put a little seasoning in there, you know, you don't really think about that anymore.
Yeah, it helps you avoid the, wow, what is this?
But like, what the hell is mayonnaise? Yeah, like, what is mayonnaise? Because, like, without seasoning, it's just, like, you know, emulsified egg, like, fat or whatever the hell it is, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they put a little pepper in there or whatever, and you're just like, mmm, whatever, I don't care what it is anymore. So, I think that's the secret. How much was your Arby's? Let's compare and contrast. Do you have your receipt with you?
No, I don't.
Well, do you remember how much it was?
I think it was like six or seven something.
Okay. Mine was $7.99 with the double beef and cheddar. But then I accidentally did the medium upsize. I do this every time and I don't remember. So at Arby's, they have small, medium, and large sizes for fries and stuff.
Right.
And they never say, would you like small, medium, or large? They're like, do you want that a medium fry? And then I'm always like, yeah, of course I want a medium fry. I don't want a small fry. But in reality, what that means is, like, you're getting a large fry that they call medium.
I didn't know that. I said yes to the medium thing, too. I was like, yeah, I want a medium.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a big drink, too?
Yeah, it's not a medium drink.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, a 32-ounce drink.
It's because their medium is, like, actually large. And if you just got small, you'd get, like, a regular fast food size drink and fries. So that's how they get you.
What if you got a large?
I don't know. Something would happen.
What's that look like?
I don't want to know. That would be... Maybe next, you know, episode 182, we can find that.
Experiment with large sizes at Arby's.
But anyway, so I got the double beef and cheddar and a medium upsize, which is 50 cents extra, by the way.
That's not that much.
And my bill was $9.18. $9 for fast food. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I spent $9 on this Arby's. I could have gotten, like, good food for, like, less than that. But it's fine.
Yeah, there's a Mexican restaurant near here. They'll give you, like, an awesome burrito with, like, all kinds of stuff that's not... Like, the stuff that they cook and not just, like, microwave.
Uh-huh.
It would be, like, $7 for a giant burrito.
Yeah. You could have done that for lunch today, but I've ruined your lunch.
I'm glad I went to Arby's.
Are you?
I mean,
I'm glad I went to Arby's, too. It was good. I'm not going to lie. It was good. I wonder if we have any listeners right now. Probably not.
I don't know how
anybody out there? It looks like we have one. I'm glad we have one person that's being entertained by this. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Arby's is one of those places that I go to all the time. And then after I'm done, I'm like, why did I go there again? Oh, yeah. Because for some reason I crave Arby's randomly. And I haven't been in a few months, so, you know, that is what it is. I'm done with my lunch. Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm more still or less
working.
Done.
Are you still working over there?
I still have like fries left, but yeah.
Well, we have a very lackadaisical show for you today on the Time Bout Show. We've done exactly zero planning for this episode. Well, we made a little planning. We just said we would go to Arby's for lunch, and that's basically all the planning we did.
You texted me in the morning, and you were like, hey, get on Skype. And I was like, okay. And then you were like, we're going to go to Arby's. I was like, okay, sure.
And then we did it.
We didn't prepare this episode 61.
What we're trying to do in this podcast, we're trying to move for the about, like, every episode we're going to prepare less and less and less from the previous episode. And eventually we could just, like, wake up, hit the button, and then just talk, and that's it. You know, no preparation at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the goal, anyway. So any news happened this week? I guess the Arby's B-dubs thing was the biggest news for me. But, like, we've already talked about that. And, again, I think it's the cornering the middle-aged market kind of deal.
Yeah, that's a good theory.
Any other news that happened this week? I feel like I'm running out of steam already.
I was really sick, and that's the reason we're doing a show today. But that's not really news. I had the flu.
It's news to me.
Yeah.
It's news to our listeners. How was your Thanksgiving?
And for Thanksgiving, I had the flu. But it was fine.
Yeah.
It was a good Thanksgiving. So I have two sides of the family in the same location where I live, so I get to have, like, I do two Thanksgiving dinners, one around lunch and one at actual dinner. And one, we did, like, all the traditional stuff.
Sure, turkey, blah, blah, blah.
Turkey, all the, you know, all that. And for the other one, we did seafood stew.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was, like, mussels and clams and fish and shrimp and stuff in, like, a tomato stew.
Was it good?
It was really good. I would like to make it sometime.
Yeah. You should probably have done that for lunch instead of going to Arby's.
Seafood stew. No, it's like really expensive to make like a giant pot of seafood stew.
Probably takes a long time too, I would assume.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a would you rather?
Let's do a would you rather.
Man, this bot is just the best. I have a good one here. Would you rather be given 20 million markings of an idiot or have a big hand you can't survive? Do you want me to read that again?
Sure.
Would you rather be given 20 million markings of an idiot or have a big hand that you cannot survive?
Sounds like you're going to lose your hand.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, your hand is big. Yeah.
It's a big hand, though.
There's so much, like, it's so big and it requires so much blood that you, like, can't get oxygen supply to the rest of your body.
Yeah, like, it's a really big hand.
Yeah, it's basically a giant tumor that you have to cut off.
Yeah, so would you rather be, or are you 20 million markings of an idiot? Which I'm assuming means, like, everyone knows you're an idiot. And yeah,
you have, like, tattoos.
Yeah, it says I'm an idiot.
20 million of them.
Yeah, I'm an idiot tattoo. Oh, my God. Sounds like a dystopian world. Like, if you're, like an idiot, like, if you're a dumb person, they, like, tattoo you, like, I'm an idiot or something like that.
Yeah, every time you do something dumb, you get a new tattoo.
Oh, that's a good one. Like, you have to get a tattoo every time you do something stupid.
Yeah, that's the punishment. So they've abolished jails because they've decided unethical.
And so instead, they just mark you as, like, a doofus.
And that way everyone knows. Like, depending on how many of those tattoos, people know to avoid you.
Does it say what you've done?
No, it just says you're an idiot. Because they, like, this is like a Star Trek society. This is, like, super advanced post-scarcity.
Sure,
like,
sure.
They don't want to, like, punish people unethically.
Right.
But they'll tattoo you.
Okay. So, like, what if you killed somebody, though?
It just, I mean, that was stupid for you to do that. So, like, tattoo.
Sure, but, like, do you get a different kind of tattoo than if you just, like, stole something or whatever?
See, that's tricky, because, like, let's say you see someone with the I'm an idiot tattoo. Sure. Like, you're thinking, well, he could have stole a loaf of bread to feed his family.
Or he could have, like, murdered somebody.
Or he could have murdered, like, 50 people.
I feel like you need to make that distinction, you know?
Maybe there's, like, smiley faces that you put at the end. Like, a different face. Like, if it's a frowny face, that's no good.
And it's like a what's the word? It's like a mediocre face. Like, it's like,
yeah, it's got
meh.
It's got the straight, you know, line for the mouth.
Yeah, the straight mouth. Yeah. Then it's like it could go either way.
Yeah, that's like robbery.
Yeah, and if it's like a happy face, it's like you did something stupid that didn't hurt anyone. It was just really stupid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, you exposed yourself in public or something. Like that. You know,
it's
what I mean?
A smiley face.
Exactly.
No, I feel like that one's the shrug emotion.
It's all emojis at the end, yeah, of it. So it's like, I'm an idiot, and then there's an emoji afterwards,
yes,
that identifies kind of the crime in a way.
And, you know, if you have 20 million of them, you're not going to be able to see the emojis.
That's true. But, I mean, at that point, having 20 million marks people are basically... It's just as bad as having, like, one murder one, because then people be like, okay, he could have done anything. Like, I'm going to stay away from that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd never be able to get a job or anything like that.
Yeah. Have friends. Your family would probably disown you.
Well, you could have friends. You would have other people that have tattoos all over would be your friends.
I don't... Are those friends?
Sure.
They sound like bad people.
I feel like this would, like... I like how it's like you say it's like a Star Trek, you know, post scarcity society. It's ethical, whatever. I think this would just make everything very, like clicky or what's the word?
Yeah.
Like, society would fracture into, like, groups, because you'd have, like, the people that are criminals,
mm-hmm,
and even if they've only done, like, one crime, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
They're still going to be, like, marked like that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And so, like, they're going to have to, like, the only people that are going to, like them are going to be other people that, like... Okay, so here's my grand theory. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Are you ready? Okay, yes. So you got people that haven't committed any crimes. They have no tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got people that have committed crimes, and they have, you know, maybe one, maybe thousands of tattoos. Who knows? But once you get one tattoo... The people that have no tattoos are probably not going to accept you anymore.
Yeah.
As, like, a socially acceptable human being. Yeah.
You
maybe
probably,
they will.
You probably can't get into Starfleet if you have a tattoo.
Yes, exactly. So, what are you going to do? You're going to look for people that are accepting of you. And maybe some no tattoo people will accept you. But people with tattoos will definitely accept you because they've done their time. You know, mm-hmm, they've got the mark. They don't care. But then here's the thing. The people that are, like, the most respected tattooed people probably have a shit ton of tattoos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that means once you get one tattoo, in order to fit in with the tattoo crew, you're going to need to do more stupid things to get more tattoos.
Oh, because it's, like, it's a respect thing at that point.
Exactly, exactly. Like, once you've crossed that side...
Like, that's
you know,
that's a new lifestyle.
Like, having one tattoo, you're going to be disowned from the non-tattoos. And the people with tattoos are like, one, you're practically a no-tattoo person. Get out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that now you're going to fracture society, and it's going to be like people that aren't criminals and criminals. Yep.
And I think the end game to that is Gangs of New York.
Yes. Yes.
Or no, Escape from New York with us, Pliskin.
Yeah, yeah, that, I know that.
Kurt Russell.
You're thinking of. Where, like, the president that's, like, of New York, or whatever his name is. Not the president.
All the criminals are on the island.
Yeah, but the guy, there's, like, the like, leader or whatever. He's, like, oh, the Duke, that's his name. The Duke.
Yeah.
The Duke of New York or whatever. And he's the leader.
Yeah, he's got all the
criminals.
Tattoos.
Yeah, he's got all the tattoos, and all the criminals are under him. And yeah, like, so there would be a society, it'd just be...
Oh, and guess what? There's a giant controversy one day. It turns out the Duke has been tattooing himself.
Oh,
they're
shit.
Not real.
Maybe he has, like, one tattoo.
Yeah, and it was, like, it's the shrug one, because he exposed himself. Like, it's the worst one.
It's like the one that each side would disown you. Like, yeah, this is the stupidest thing.
It's like, wow, you just took your pants off in public. What the hell?
Or like the public urination tattoo or something. You know, like,
just like... the bathroom graffiti one.
It's just like, who cares? It's always the shrug emoji. Like, it could be any of those things. Expose yourself, pee in public, you know, whatever. Some stupid stuff like that. Mouth off to, like, a police officer or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the emojis, though.
Yeah.
They're kind of telling.
I think it's a good system. What would you choose, though? Cut your hand off, or you got 20 million of those suckers?
I mean, I would rather have a big hand that falls off.
Yeah, same.
I don't want people to know that I'm an idiot. You know, I don't want people to be like, wow, that guy's really stupid.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want people That's to, like, funny. Not interact with me because I have 20 million tattoos.
Right.
Like, your whole body is just a tattoo.
Right. I don't want to have to go to the criminal side of society to be able to be accepted socially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the Duke and...
You could be the Duke with that many tattoos.
The public urinators. I could be the Duke. But I don't want to be the Duke. Like, yeah, I'd be living a lie as the Duke. You know, I'd be living a lie. I don't want to be the Duke. I don't want to be with the public urinators and all that stuff.
I don't know. I agree with you.
Would you rather... Oh, gross. Would you rather stub your toe or have the ability to wear mayonnaise every time you see a German?
It doesn't sound like you have to wear mayonnaise. I mean, no, you get to choose.
You have the ability to. So you go with that one then. It's like, oh, there's a German person. And then something comes to you and you're like, hey, would you like some mayonnaise? You're like, I'm good. Thank you, though.
I'm not going to put that on.
How would you wear mayonnaise?
You just rub it on your body.
That sounds kind of disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be bad for your pores.
Maybe it'd be good for your pores, though, because all that egg.
Mmm.
Right?
Only one way to find out.
Aioli scrub, that's what we'd call it.
Yeah, that's the new product.
We could sell that. I'm telling you, we could sell that today.
Yeah. It's special sriracha aioli. It's scrub. Good. Yeah.
It's exfoliating.
The sriracha, it exfoliates. And the aioli, that is the pore cleanser. It exfoliates and cleanses.
At the same time. Simultaneously.
And you can put it on French fries if you heat it up.
It's a two in one.
It's great.
Oh, I love you have to use the word exfoliate with any skin product.
Yeah.
Sriracha aioli scrub. in the condiment and body care aisle. Like it's in both aisles. And then they have like a face mask version.
You just leave it on your face.
Just leave it on. And you put the cucumbers on your eyes.
Yeah. And then afterwards you can just eat the cucumbers. You can dip them in your face.
You can eat all of it. You can eat the whole thing.
Use French fries. Because, I mean, sitting there with a face mask, it's boring as heck, you know?
Give it a little action to it, in French fries.
You can eat some French fries while you're exfoliating and cleansing.
Moving and eating the fries, like dipping them in your face, will kind of move the aioli around.
It exfoliates.
It's more exfoliating that way. Yeah. Exfoliating sriracha aioli face scrub. Oh my god, what are the cucumbers even used for with those things?
I think they like moisturize your eyes and keeps like them from looking baggy.
Which is always weird, it's just like cucumbers. It's like, why is it cucumbers?
I think it's good for your skin, I don't know.
It's just strange.
Yeah, it looks weird. It looks like a monster.
It does. What is the facial thing that normally you know, people use with cucumbers.
It looks like mayonnaise. A
cream or something. Maybe it is. Maybe we've just invented something that already exists.
Maybe.
I mean, it really does look like mayonnaise. It's fine, I mean, maybe it is.
I don't know. I've never done that.
If we sold this today, it would sell, though.
It would.
You would have to, like, charge a lot more for it.
Yeah, and
like,
you would have to have one of those agreements that software has. It's like, this product is presented as is. We do not know what people do with this product.
But... and then it has, like, a winky face emoji afterwards. It's like, use it at your own risk.
Yes.
It doesn't explicitly say you can eat it, but, like, you know.
It shows it in the advertisement, though.
She's eating it.
Yeah.
So, like, the ad. Walk me through the ad for this thing.
Well, I would probably base it off, like, other skincare ads where...
Sure. But there's just, like, a food element to the ad, too.
Yeah, there's, like, a lady, and she is in her, like, bathrobe or whatever.
With the head thing.
With the head wrap, yeah.
That's important.
And then it says, like, you know, Time Bat Special Sriracha Aioli Face Exfoliate.
Exfoliating Face Scrub.
You have to call it a system. It's the facial cleansing system.
But it's like, but we need some, like, European country that approved, like, Swiss designed or something.
Yeah. I think they eat mayonnaise on French fries there, so it's perfect.
The famous Swiss physician Jacobi Daimler Chrysler.
Chrysler, yeah, perfect. Has invented new exfoliating facial cleanse.
For you. Especially for your sensitive skin.
And she's like putting it on. And then she goes to sit in the chair and she does the cucumbers. And then it talks more about Mr. Chrysler. And then she gets out her fries.
In like a bag.
Yeah.
And then she just starts dipping it in her face.
You can partner with Arby's group.
She's eating we can do a horsey sauce variation of
she
it.
She could dip her beef and cheddar in it.
And then it probably... I can't even picture this, though.
Just, like, it sounds gross.
Holding a sandwich to your face.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, eating it. Oh, it would get some of, like, the Arby's sauce, like, in the face.
It's though. Fine. Like...
And the cheddar would, like, get in there, too. Some, like, meat would fall into it.
Into
like...
your face.
I'm thinking Arby's.
That's how the commercial ends. I'm thinking Holy Arby's.
Shit. Oh, shit. All right. That's the end of the... No, I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on now.
You want to do another Would You Rather? I feel like we're on a roll here.
Sure, we can do another Would You Rather. I hadn't read it, but we can do a Would You Rather. Let me find a good one. These are not... I mean, these are good. They're just not... Ew, that sounds gross.
Let's do that one.
Oh, okay, this is a good one. Would you rather be dumb but safe and be a lover? All right, sorry, let me start over. This is more complicated than I thought. Would you rather be dumb but safe and be a lover or be like a hobo?
So you're dumb, safe, and a lover.
And a lover, or you're like a hobo.
Oh, the first one for sure.
Really? But you'd be dumb.
Yeah, but at least you're not a hobo.
But you could be, like, a really smart, you know, intellectual hobo. Okay.
That sounds fair enough. Super fun.
I mean, isn't that what the Greeks did? Like, there were some, like, Greek philosophers that were basically just hobos. Right?
Yeah, maybe, but they were all really sad.
Yeah, that's true. These are gross would you rathers today. Would you rather be in a relationship in the cinema or spend a life with a lion?
When you say relationship in a cinema, is that like a one-time relationship?
I think you have a relationship in the cinema once. Or maybe you start dating someone in a cinema, and then as the movie ends, like it's like the relationship ends.
Okay, so like, you go through the whole thing,
like in the movie. You're watching like Batman versus Superman or something, like a really long bad movie. Mm-hmm. And you start dating, and then at the climax, you like get in a fight, and then you break up, and then the movie's over. Or spend your life with a lion.
I don't know. Both don't sound that bad.
Oh, I got a better one. We're on a roll with this topic today. Would you rather live under 80 hours of mayonnaise or spend a month at Walmart?
Live under 80 hours of mayonnaise.
80 hours of mayonnaise. What's with all the mayonnaise today? Like, where does all the mayonnaise come from? I don't understand.
Mayonnaise is just really funny.
This is like the mayonnaise episode.
What does 80 hours of mayonnaise mean?
Okay, this is my opinion of 80 hours of mayonnaise. You got, like, you know mayonnaise factories?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that. So you're at a mayonnaise factory, and they have like a pump that pumps out mayonnaise.
Oh, gross.
And however much mayonnaise is pumped out in 80 hours, that's how much mayonnaise.
That's probably a lot of mayonnaise.
Okay, no, because that would be like an industrial grade pump. Okay, you know, like the mayonnaise pump at like fast food, at like Arby's, the mayo pump?
The horsey pump.
Yeah, the horsey pump.
Yeah.
Like pumping that, okay? How much mayonnaise you can pump out of that in 80 hours? Assuming it's like a limitless supply of mayonnaise.
Yeah, they keep refilling it.
You keep pumping it, pumping, 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 and that's how much mayonnaise that you get.
Those horsey pumps at Arby's, they've got some good. I don't know what the physics term is. They have some good throughput though. That's not a.
They got some good throughput on them mayonnaise machines.
They do. You could pump out a lot of that horsey stuff in 80 hours.
You really could. It's true.
It's like almost a week.
Like, yeah. 80 hours is, it's not a week, but it's, what, 4 days or something like that?
Yeah.
So what would you do? 80 hours, would you rather live under 80 hours of mayonnaise or spend a month at Walmart?
Both sound bad.
Don't they?
I'm going to assume that you eventually get to not live in mayonnaise anymore. Like
you can dig your way out.
Yeah. You're not just there forever.
So. No, you can dig your way out of the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But like you begin life
in the mayonnaise. Oh, gross. Oh, that's nasty, dude.
Oh God, this is the weirdest episode we've ever recorded.
That sounds like a superhero origin story. Like,
what? Someone's like under mayonnaise.
More like a villain, but yeah, he was birthed in the mayonnaise and became one with the mayonnaise.
And because of the mayonnaise, he had a hatred for everything in the world.
He gained powers because
it exfoliated him
because
so much.
It exfoliates. And cleanses.
Simultaneously.
Alright, he has like vampire powers. He is like permanent youth.
He's really pale because his skin is like beautiful.
Yeah, he can't go in the like sun. Because
his perfect like, skin. It exfoliated too much skin, so he's like super pale.
Yeah.
Go on, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, he's like a vampire though. He's very fair skinned. He's like, you know, a beautiful person with perfect exfoliated skin, and his hair is like really glossy because it's greased from the mayonnaise.
It's like slicked back.
And he has heart disease because he like
because he had to eat his way out of the mayonnaise.
Every villain needs a weakness. His is heart disease.
His is heart disease.
He has to take whatever the heart medicine is.
Like daily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Centrum Silver or something.
And Centrum Silver.
Because he has like the bowels of like an 80-year-old man at this point.
Yeah, the mayonnaise got his bowels. Real good.
It got him. So he's like a supervillain and he wants to what is his motivation though?
Yeah, who's he fighting?
I don't know. Some other condiment person.
He's just fighting like the mayonnaise corporations.
He could be fighting like Mustard Man or something.
Yeah, he's an anti-hero. He's fighting capitalism. He's like fighting he's like the Heinz group.
He's like the Punisher.
Yeah.
He's fighting the Heinz ketchup group.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Perfect.
But would you rather live under 80 hours of mayonnaise or spend a month at Walmart? You still haven't answered the question.
Probably 80 hours of mayonnaise.
Okay, but you're going to be the mayo man now, though. You're going to be the supervillain.
Oh, sure. I don't know. I really don't like Walmart. It makes me nervous to go inside.
And spending a month there.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be the same.
How would you spend your month at Walmart?
I don't know. I would actually probably go crazy.
I would go in like the camping section.
Go in one of the tents that they have.
Go in one of the tents.
Be yeah. Like, hey, this is my house. Get out of my
would
house.
Walk by. I'd like zip it open and be like, go away, and then zip it back closed.
Yeah.
And then a little kid would be like, "Mommy, there's a man living in the tent." And she's like, "No, no, no one lives at Walmart except that man." Have you ever seen the King of the Hill episode with Chuck Mangione that lives at like their big department store?
No, I think I have. Is that the episode where the department store burns down?
Yeah, because like there's like a snake in it or something, and like Dale tries to tries to like get rid of it, and he accidentally burns it down.
Yeah, I've seen that episode.
Yeah, like Chuck Mangione, who's like a musician, and is like the corporate sponsor for this fictional grocery chain in King of the Hill universe, like lives at one of them, like for some reason, and the store mistakens him for like an invasive pest because like stuff goes missing and like food gets eaten and they think they have like rodents or snakes or something.
They call Dale.
They call Dale, but it's really just Chuck Mangione.
Yeah.
And he lives in like a paper towel / toilet paper like fortress. Like, you know the stacks of like toilet paper?
Yeah.
He like builds like a big like fortress of those. And the employees just think it's, like, you know, a big, you know, wall of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's his house. Like, he lives in there. And he has, like, a little door that he opens.
You know, if I were the owner of a giant department store like that, I would probably just live there.
Really?
I don't know if I would go as far as, like, building a paper towel fortress.
Mm-hmm.
But I would sleep there. I would have an...
I mean, you got everything you need.
Yeah, you can.
You probably could just put like a little cot in your office.
Yeah,
and then boom, there you go. And the kitchen is the break room.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you'd have to worry about is showering, but I bet they have a shower in some of the bigger.
You can hose yourself off outside.
Oh God,
that sounds bad.
So you'd rather live 80 hours of mayonnaise, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
What is the most expensive thing you've ever licked?
I don't lick that many things that aren't food. Uh-huh. Oh, gross.
Well, I mean, what's the most expensive thing you've ever eaten then?
I don't know. I've eaten like an expensive steak before.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten anything like fancy? Oh, well, go ahead.
No, not really, but I've put like gold chains in my mouth before.
Really?
Have you ever done that? Like, all right, so you know the prospector from, you know where I'm going.
Oh, yeah. And they like bite it.
Yeah, it's Christmas time. It's very topical to talk about this. So there's a movie called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and in it there's a man named Yukon Cornelius.
Right.
And his
he has a big beard.
His gimmick is that he throws his mine pick up in the air, and it goes into the ground, then he licks it to see if there's gold, and he always says nothing.
He says nothing, right?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, and seeing that, like, and knowing that, like, miners bite gold to see if it's real gold, I think I used to, like, put shiny things in my mouth a lot as a kid.
And try like to a be, fun...
Yeah, and like to try to be Yukon Cornelius, basically. Sure.
So you've put gold in your mouth,
basically. Yeah, that's probably the most expensive thing. Like, jewelry or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. So that's, I mean, that's probably, you know, maybe $100 or something.
Yeah, probably way more than any, like, expensive food I've eaten.
All right, that's fair. What was the most expensive thing you've ever touched? This is a follow-up to this question.
I've been to museums, but I don't think there's, like, they don't usually let you touch the valuable stuff.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes there's a little touch thing. So, like, I went to, like, a space center.
Okay.
And they had, like, a moon rock. And they, you could touch that, and I touched that. And I bet that's really expensive.
You've been to D.C., right?
Yeah, they had a moon rock there.
Yeah. You've, like, they have the space shuttle exhibits there at the Smithsonian. Yeah. They let you touch the actual, like, moon lander and stuff.
Yeah, they let you touch, like, a panel from the moon lander or whatever.
Yeah, and that stuff is probably extremely expensive.
So I've touched expensive stuff, I guess.
Yeah. I've touched the Washington Monument.
Yeah, that's real expensive. I'm sure. I've touched the Washington Monument. Well, can you even touch that?
Yeah, it's right in the center of the big yard.
I mean, I know, but, like, can you get close enough to touch it?
I feel like you can. Maybe you can't.
I don't know. I mean, you can get close, but, like, the immediate is, like, okay, there's, like, a little surrounding area that... I don't know. I don't know if you can actually get up to the thing and touch it.
I don't remember, actually. Maybe you can. I don't
know. We'll just say the, like, lunar lander is the most expensive thing I've ever touched.
It's probably more expensive than the Washington Monument anyway.
Probably.
Yeah.
The lunar lander is a crazy invention. Sometimes I think about landing on the moon. Like, I'm not a moon denier. I know we landed on the moon.
Same.
I love the fact that we've landed on the moon.
Yeah.
But, like, the space race and, like, the moon mission... the Apollo mission, it's so fascinating to me because we, like, jury-rigged the hell out of all that stuff, and we had no idea what we were doing, and somehow we got to the moon and got back from the moon.
All right, so getting to the moon...
And survived!
Yeah, so, like, getting to the moon, that on its own is, like, so incredible.
It is.
Like,
it is.
It is so far beyond anything anyone on the planet has ever done before.
Like, without question.
Like, no one has ever done anything that amazing.
Not even close.
Like, the pyramids in Egypt? No. Not even close.
No, not even close.
No, it's like, that is like a infinity times cooler than anything else in the world.
I just don't know how they, I mean, I know how they did it. Then they came back. And everyone survived. And
how did they do that?
I don't know.
Have you used a computer from the 60s? Like...
Like, it doesn't work.
They're not good.
They don't work very well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just boggles my mind. Like, I know how they did it, like, in the way that, like, you can read about it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really know how they did it.
No.
In the way that the stuff all worked. I don't know. It's just something I randomly think about sometimes. Like, how does this even make... How did they even do this? And the thing about going to the moon... Or going to space in general, you can't really test that stuff.
No.
I mean, you can, but it's like, you know, you can test it on Earth, but that, like, doesn't do anything for you. It's just like, okay, well, it works on Earth. Will it work on the moon? I don't know. We've never been on the moon before, you know?
I mean, like, you have to consider, so, like, a bunch of people that are good at math were just, like, sitting on Earth thinking, well, they, like, they have their fingers up to the moon, like, well, it's about this big. So that means that the gravity must be something maybe kind of like this.
And I think if we did this, we should be fine. Should be fine? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never been on the moon before.
Yeah.
And there's no way we can test it before we go up, so yeah. We'll see.
We're going to ride a bomb there. Then we're going to detonate another bomb and ride it back.
But first we're going to land on the moon.
Yeah.
And then the shell of the bomb is going to rotate around the moon. And then when it gets back to where we are, we're going to launch ourselves back up to it. And then we're going to detonate another bomb to come back to Earth. And it worked. I don't know. I just love the moon landing. I love reading about NASA in like the 50s and 60s, because they knew what they were doing, but they didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And somehow it worked, and that's just like, it boggles my mind. I don't think humanity will ever have an achievement that, maybe they'll achieve something that is like as impressive as that. But I don't know if they'll ever achieve something that impressive that also is, like, so mind-boggling that it actually, like, got achieved.
Yeah, that it worked. Say.
Like, it's cool that we have the internet, and it's, like, a crazy achievement. But, like, it works because, like, thousands of man-hours went into it, and, you know... I don't know. Like, if it broke, like, we could fix it. Whereas, like, the moon, like, doing stuff in space, like, if it breaks, it's like, well, that's it. Like, yes, everyone's dead now. You know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yes.
And yet we...
Totally crazy.
And yet we don't really go back to the moon anymore.
I don't blame us. Like, I don't... All right, no one involved with the space program was thinking, yeah, we have about a 90% chance of success. Like, no one thought it was that high. I guarantee.
No, I mean, this is going to work. And the weird thing about the moon landing is, like, 1969. And then, like, no one has been back to the moon since we did the Apollo missions. The Russians haven't even been there. Have they been to the moon?
I don't think a man from Russia has been on the moon. I don't know. That might just be like...
I think Russia might have made it, but since like the 70s at least, no one has been on the moon. And countries have tried. Like, China's been trying to get to the moon for forever. And they can't even do it. And we did it in the 60s with like, you know, a needle and like a thread and some like duct tape and a really
bunch
bad
of tubes
computer.
And like...
Yeah. And like a computer that consists of like 3 bits and like a 5-watt power supply, you know. I don't know. Like, we did it with that, and yet no one else can do it. How did NASA do that? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
And China has like a shit ton of money too. Like, they should be able to do this.
Tons of advanced technology and.
Tons.
So far more advanced than we were in 1969.
And yet, they can't get to... I don't get it. And then there's, like, the private space companies, you know, that try to get into space.
Yeah.
And they, like, keep SpaceX, which I have a lot of respect for SpaceX. I think they do a great job. But, I mean, they can't get to the moon either, you know? Like, they're not... Their stuff keeps, you know, failing and stuff.
They just recently made it to the space station. Like, that was a monumental achievement.
In 2017, we got to the space station in, like, the 70s.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't even a man on that rocket. Like, it was totally autonomous.
Like, I don't get how everyone's so behind. It's just weird that we did it in the 60s. And it only took, like, 10 years to do it, too. It's just like, yep, we got 9 years. Let's go. It's like, all right, here we go. We're at the moon now. All right, let's leave and never come back. I don't know. Sorry, that was a tangent, but it's just, the moon is a wild. It's just a wild story.
Yeah,
and I love it a lot. Okay, let's see. So you've touched a moon rock. Well, I've touched a moon rock.
Yeah, I've touched the lander. I don't think I've touched a rock.
All right, let's do one more question, and then I have like one trivia question for you.
Sounds good.
Because I'm lazy. What if we discovered an alien race that was less advanced than our own? What do you think would happen?
I think...
It's kind of a segue to the moon question.
Yeah. I think that we would treat it like an animal.
Yeah. No, you're definitely right. Okay, what if we discovered an alien race that was less advanced, that shows signs of, like, intelligence, and they have, like, a society, blah, blah, blah. So let's say we go to, I don't know, Alpha Centauri or whatever. We find a planet over there, and it's like Earth, but they're, like, in the Bronze Age, if you will.
So they have their version, tools and stuff.
Yeah, their version of the Bronze Age, let's say, you know. So what do you think our reaction would be? What do you think we would do?
I mean, I don't think it would be ethical to interfere with their society.
So we're going back to Star Trek Prime Directive kind of thing, like don't mess with them kind of deal?
I think we'd mess with them, though, is the thing.
you don't think it's ethical, but you think we would.
We would mess with them.
We would.
We would kidnap some of them.
We would kidnap them to study them?
Yeah, of course.
You're probably right.
I mean, it's...
You know, the problem...
Oh, so, here's... It's way too important. Okay, so, like, Earth isn't forever. We need to find somewhere to live. Other...
So our scientists would be like, we need to see how these dudes work.
Yeah.
And if they work like us, then maybe that means we can live on this planet.
Yeah. It's like Les Stroud says, in a survival situation, anybody is fair game.
It's true.
You know Survivor Man on the Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
He says
it's a good show. He does. It's a good show. So you think we would kidnap them and study them?
Yeah, for sure. We'd kidnap them.
We'd probably throw them a bone, though. Like,
no, I don't think we would. I think we would consider that unethical, but we'd still kidnap them.
Like, giving them anything's unethical. Kidnapping them, whatever.
Here's the ethics. You kidnap one of them, and now it's unethical to return him. So you basically have to kill him.
Yes! Or you put him in, like, a zoo or something.
No, I don't think you can do that. That's,
no, that's unethical. That's really unethical. Because then you're, like, gaining entertainment from his or her pain.
Yeah.
You know, in the zoo. So would we basically be, like, the aliens of Roswell that, like, abduct humans? We'd basically be that, right?
Yes, except we would never release them back.
Okay. Because we're not that dumb. We've learned our lesson from the Roswell incident.
Yeah.
Like, no. You know.
I mean, no one's going to believe them anyway, but...
But we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we wouldn't do it.
So we'd go in. Would we discreetly abduct them?
Yes.
Like, so they don't even know we're there.
Yeah, you'd find a straggler.
Out in the woods.
Someone off in the fringe. You'd get
zoom in, scoop them up, and go back to Earth.
Yep.
So we wouldn't leave them any goodies or anything?
No, heck no.
You know, that would be unethical?
Yeah.
The ethical calculus of this situation is really interesting. Like, nope, not ethical. Kidnapping, killing, fine. Do what we got to do there.
I think that's the most ethical thing you can do.
No, the most ethical thing you can do is leave them alone.
But it's ethical to survive as a human. And you have to consider your own survival.
At the cost of another life, though?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh, we do it all the time.
Well, that doesn't make it, like, ethical.
It totally does.
Doesn't make it ethical. No, that's not how ethics work.
It is.
I mean, it is, in your worldview. We could have an ethics discussion on the Time Bed Show.
We can.
I actually love ethics. It's my favorite philosophy subject.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the last 15 minutes of the Time Bed Show is the best place to do that.
I would say, I would say that's a strong argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really would. That's a strong ethical argument that, yes, we can kidnap one and we can't return him. Mm-hmm. And we...
Because
we have to survive.
We have to survive.
Yeah.
And it's unethical to not do everything in our power to
survive.
Mm-hmm. I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just outlining your argument, which I think is a good argument. This is going to be a special Patreon episode of the Time Bed Show.
Okay.
Where we argue the ethics of kidnapping other alien races.
And studying them and
doing,
killing them.
And doing experiments on and killing them. Yes, exactly. Do you want your one trivia question today? I only got one because we didn't prepare for the show at all.
Yeah, so that's fine.
There you go. What is the name given to the ancient analog computer that was discovered by divers off a Greek island in 1900? Is it A, the anti-cathera mechanism. B, the balaclava mechanism. C, the perestroika mechanism. Or D, the Blackburn mechanism.
Those are all really cool names.
Thank you. Anti-cathera, balaclava, Blackburn, or perestroika. I can't pronounce any of these. I'm sorry.
The balaclava sounds the most.
The most what?
The most like an analog computer that was discovered near Greece. But I might also be thinking of baklava, which is a dessert.
Well, which they have at Arby's also.
Do they really have baklava?
I think they do.
No way. Arby's baklava? That sounds so bad.
I think they do.
Okay.
You can eat it after your facial scrub.
You gotta dip it in the Bronco berry sauce.
All right, so what do you got? You get no lifelines because it's only one question.
Yeah. The balaclava, what were the others?
Anti-cathera, balaclava, perestroika, or Blackburn.
So anti-cathera, that anti means something.
Anti-cathera.
Anti means not. So it's not cathera. Cathera sounds like catharsis, which is like, I'm going to go through all of these.
Okay.
Cathera sounds like catharsis, which is, it doesn't sound like a computer. So I'm going to X that one.
All right, balaclava.
Sounds like baklava, which is a dessert. It also is, it has a good ring to it. I like it. So, and what were the others?
Perestroika.
Perestroika. So para is like, it's like four.
Sure.
Like paramilitary is like military that you use for something. Or like paratrooper you use for.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on board.
Perestroika.
Perestroika.
Stroika. I don't know what stroika means.
Me neither.
And what's the other one? Blackbird?
Blackburn. Which could just be after the guy that found it, you know.
His name is Blackburn?
I don't know. I'm just hypothetically...
I know, but like, the answer is Blackburn.
You... Yeah, Blackburn.
I'm going to go with balaclava. Final answer.
Balaclava. Balaclava is incorrect.
I had a feeling.
Anticathera is actually the correct answer. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's true. Balaclava is the name that... is the thing that people wear on their head that, like, Russian soldiers live on their heads.
Oh, the things with the ears that keep your ears warm?
No, it's like the cloth headwear that has, like... It's like the thing, like, robbers use to rob banks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, darn.
That's balaclava. I just found random things that sounded somewhat Greek and threw them in the question. And, Perestroika is like the name for a Russian military something or other. I don't remember what it was. I googled that too. Perestroika is political movement of the Communist Party in the Soviet Union during the 1980s. So there you go.
Cool.
So you didn't get it right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Failed trivia today. Do you want to do one more question before we wrap the show up?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to find some really bad would you rather and then we'll do that one. Would you rather be a master of a big dealer or have a big accent?
Let me tell you what, I would love to have a big accent.
Me too.
If you could choose one, which would it be?
I would... Most people chose be a master of a big dealer because they think that means like, oh, I'm like rich and powerful or whatever. But I would personally go with big accent too. Like, I would love nothing more than to have a big accent.
Which accent would you choose?
I feel like if I had a big accent, I could be a big dealer.
Yeah.
You know? I would probably go with like a really big... like Southern businessman accent.
Yeah.
You know. Like, the guy that wears, like, the white cowboy outfit.
Yeah. Kinda,
that guy.
The guy accent. That says sells the cattle at the cattle auction.
Yes, that guy. Like, dang him. I got a good buck steer for you today. Good
buck steer. About five only,
only 10,000 pesos for that, and I'll throw in a new saddle for you as well. Five-aught, carry the two.
Yeah. You can meet for a sweet sarsaparilla afterwards.
What kind of big accent would you do?
I think I would choose either, like, super Eastern European.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of those, like, men that lives in the taiga that, like, swings trees around all day.
Like Ukraine?
Yeah.
Ukrainian kind of, yeah.
Yeah, his name's...
Hello!
Hello, my name is... Yeah.
Yeah, like, Yusuf or something.
My name is Yusuf. I like to drink vodka.
And lift weights.
Yeah. I think that would be a cool accent. See, I could be your strong man.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
You sell the cattle.
I'm Billy Bob, and you're Yusuf. You're like my, yes, my strong man. Yeah. You're the enforcer or whatever. You're like, you did not pay last week. You crack your knuckles.
Yeah.
Yusuf, I got a job for you today. Yusuf, are you there?
I'm here.
You sound like a Command and Conquer like unit right now. I'm here. So you'd go with Eastern European.
Yeah, I'd go with
Eastern. You said you had another one.
Or Australian. That would be cool, too.
Australian's always a good one, you know. Mm-hmm. You could be like a Bushman.
Yeah.
That would be a fun accent. You know, the guy that wrangles the snakes.
Everybody likes an Australian.
Absolutely. Oh, man. All right. That has been Everyone Likes an Australian. That's how we'll end this show. That has been episode, I don't know, hell of a 61 or something?
60-something.
61. We'll go with 61 episode of the Time Bat Show. I've been Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is the Arby's Group.
Yes.
Thank Arby's. You, Arby's, for sponsoring this episode of the show.
It has been great. We ate Arby's. We talked Arby's. We talked mayonnaise, everything about Arby's.
Tried that Bronco berry sauce. I tell you what, you got to get rid of that. It's not very good. Just tell it good, like it Arby's. Is.
I mean, we're your customers. You got to listen to us. Arby's revealed a new slogan yesterday. What was it again? I forgot.
It's when you're feeling hungry,
don't go to Arby's. Good night, everyone.
And drive safe.
And drive safely.